I'm in Kirby Stephen, ahead of this afternoon's Fibre Walk, when we're going to tromp around the countryside, showing people how communities that are not online can get online. It's a very exciting initiative. And I'm here in the pub, surprise, surprise, in Kirby Stephen, with Walter Wilcox, who's come all the way from Surrey, and with Chris Conder, the redoubtable Cyber Doyle. And just wanted to have a chat about some of these things, because Chris was telling me, Chris is working on the Barn Initiative, where they're looking to fibre up a whole raft of communities in North Lancashire. And she was telling me about an issue that came up on one of their meetings yesterday. Was it yesterday, Chris?
Last week it was.
Okay. She was telling me about an issue that came up at one of the Barn meetings, in which people who are tenants were not keen to get connected up because they thought that they actually get quite low rents. And part of the reason they get a low rent was because they don't get TV signals or internet signals or decent telephone signals, even anything like that. And they actually get reductions on their rent because of that. And so therefore they weren't keen to get fibre to their premises because they thought that would end up with their rents being put up. But then also, Chris, you spoke to a landlord who said that wouldn't necessarily be the case. So do you want to just talk about the issue and what came up and any solution to it?
As the people were leaving the meeting, I asked them if they were going to sign up, because they came to the meeting because they wanted broadband. But when they heard what fibre broadband can do for you, it can give you a telephone line so you can get rid of the old copper line that lets them down, and put all the voice calls through the internet. It will give them television services, which they don't get at the moment, so they can get rid of their expensive satellite dishes. And they just said, well, if we get all these services, our landlord's going to say the rent's going up, because we've kept the rent down by saying we haven't got all these services all these years. So that gave us something to think about. And then at the meeting further down the valley the next night, there are some tenants live there as well, but the landlord was there. So I spoke to the landlord after the meeting and I said, if the tenants put this broadband service in, will you put the rent up? He said, I wouldn't dream of putting the rent up. He said, if I put the service in, then I would expect the rent to go up. But if the tenants do it themselves, I certainly wouldn't put it up. So it gave us food for thought. It's another issue we have to address in our project.
Definitely is, isn't it? And I think that's the message we need to get out, because if people are reluctant to sign up for these services because they think that's going to end up with their rent being put up, then that's going to be a real barrier. And I think this is people's own efforts, and they shouldn't be penalised for their own efforts in getting these things done.
Oh, definitely not. They should be rewarded, definitely. I think the landlord should be welcoming the initiative with open arms. So I've got to talk to the other landlord now. The one further down the valley is fine. So I've got to clarify it with the other landlord. Then I can let those people know the rent won't go up. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for that, Chris. I think I'm going to blog about this, because this is a very interesting issue. As I've already said, we're on the Fibre Walk this afternoon. So follow the hashtag, #FibreWalk, for what we're doing out and about. And we're probably going to try to do some live audio at some point and upload some videos. But that will very much depend on what sort of connectivity we can get out there. But Walter wanted to say something as well. Walter.
Hello, everyone. I've come all the way out from a little village called Merrow, which is on the outskirts of Guildford, and I've done an open letter, which you can read on the Barn website. If you look at go into the news section, and you'll see my letter there. I think that explains where I see that there are really essential things which have to be done, which really is to get this project off the ground. And unless we can get sufficient people, nothing at all will happen. And you cannot expect any major company to be in the slightest bit interested. They're just too small an area. But with these people being keen and getting enough of them, I think this is a winner, and it's going to be a fantastic solution for you all. So that's my words from sunny Surrey.
Okay. Thanks, Walter. So as I say, follow #FibreWalk, and we'll have lots more for you later on.